Hey, so I recently received a tell, and they ask you quite a few questions and touch two different subjects, so I decided it would be easier to just record my answer instead of typing it. And I also wanted to take a little time to order my thoughts, so here goes. Before I start, first I need to apologize because I'm recording from the train, so it's pretty noisy. I hope the sound is okay. And I also wanted to make a little disclaimer that I am not an educator, so everything I say here is based solely off my personal experience and maybe some of my readings and such. All right. So the tale started by them saying that it looks like my experience, my dynamic with Scotsman seems to be healthy, and I think it is for different reason. For, you know, I'll get into that later. But they also wanted to know if I've had any bad experiences. And I mean, this is my first proper dynamic, so. I mean, I guess I'm lucky that it's going so well. I've had some sexting partners with whom there was some sort of dominance component. It wasn't very good. And of course, I've had quite a few sexting partners in the past. And yes, I've had plenty of bad experiences. Some good, but yeah, some bad. And you know, sometimes they don't care if you come or not. Sometimes they don't care what you like. It's all about them getting off and what they like. And sometimes you get pressured to send pictures and videos and give them your phone numbers and, you know, stuff like that. And of course, there is never ever any aftercare. I didn't even know that was a thing back then. So yeah, I've had plenty of bad experience. And so then the person who sent the tell said that all of their online experiences was with guys who were very self-centered and sometimes even abusive. And first I have to say, like, I'm really sorry that's been your experience. Like, there's no excuse for them to act like that. That's just crappy behavior all around. So she's wondering if she's missed any red flags. I mean, it's possible. I don't know what the specific circumstances of those interaction, but often, like, those men do tell on themselves pretty early on. The thing is, sometimes, like, we feel lonely and horny, and we yearn for a connection, and we will just ignore the red flags. And I've done it again and again. I've done it, so I'm not going to judge anyone about that. And sometimes they're just really, really good manipulators. Sometimes they know exactly what to say to make you trust them, and then their behavior doesn't match what they're saying. So that might have been the case too. So then they ask me what Scotsman did or does to make me feel safe, and it's not one specific thing. A number of behaviors and things he says and does. So, I mean, the short answer is he cares. And he doesn't just tell me, like, he shows me he cares. So, like, how I'm feeling is important to him. For example, like, if either of us is busy or is having a stressful week, we don't get to play in that weekend, that's perfectly fine. There's no frustration or guilt trip or anything like that. And you know, very early on in our dynamic, we were playing and he asked me to do something that I wasn't comfortable doing. And it wasn't anything outrageous. It was just something I was uncomfortable doing. So I got suddenly so, so nervous. And this was over text, so I considered just going through with it. He would never have known. I hesitated. I was thinking, oh, I like him, I love what we're doing. Like, if I say for it, I'm going to ruin this. Like, this isn't such a big deal, I can do it, I'll get over it. And you know, with lots of my past experiences with sexting, the minute I said no to something, that was the end of it. I would just be discarded and never hear from them again. But Scotsman had always tried to make me feel like I was free to say no, to opt out. So I was scared, but I still safe-worded, and his reaction was immediate. Like right away, he told me it was okay and that I didn't have to do anything I didn't want to. But more importantly, he thanked me for using my safe word. He told me he was proud of me for using it. And, you know, the knot in my stomach just starting to loosen while he was making sure I was feeling okay and safe. And then after he made sure I was okay, we talked about the reason I had used my safe word. So we talked about that for a while, and after that he asked me if I needed time alone or if I just wanted to keep chatting or if I felt like I could go back to play, and we ended up going back to the scene and it was great. So, you know, I have a lot of issues with speaking up and sharing my feelings, so this was not the only time I've hesitated to share that I wasn't feeling good, but you know, every time that happens, I think back about like that first time I used my safe word and how he reacted, and that helps so, so much. And you know, he also cares about my experience. At the beginning of our dynamic, like, he made sure to ask what I wanted, what I was into, if there were things I wasn't sure about, but maybe I would like to try, what my heart limits were, if I had any triggers. So, you know, you could see it was very much interested in my experience. And he also checks in regularly, and always after, you know, specifically after a scene where we just did something that was a little new, you know, he wants my feedbacks. Did I enjoy that? What did I enjoy about it? Would I like anything different? You know, stuff like that. And also, and that's something that really surprised me at the time, but at the beginning of our dynamic, he insisted on me telling someone about him. He didn't want our dynamic to be a secret. And it was very important for him that I had someone to talk to about what was going on. Like, not necessarily like all the dirty details, but you know, just so that I feel safe, that if I feel stuck or something, I have someone that I can talk to about what's going on. And you know, when someone like that sort of make sure that you have emergency exits, make sure that you know that where all the exits are, like, you know, that's something that that's someone that you can trust. Okay, so then the tell, the person who sent the tell ask if he gets me off, or if it's all about serving him. Well, first, yes, he definitely gets me off a lot. So, and he loves it when I get off. That's so, yeah, no worries there. Side notes, I don't necessarily consider getting off, like having an orgasm, I don't consider it to be like the benchmark for how satisfied I am with a scene. So, you know, there are even times when I specifically ask to to have a scene where I'm not chasing an orgasm. You know, it can be very freeing to enjoy all the different pleasures for what they are without having to perform. So there's that. As far as serving him, you know, this is something I was worried about a lot in the beginning, because most of what we do revolves around me. Almost all of our scenes are him creating a space for me to feel the way I want to feel. So for me, whose entire sexual history was about giving and performing for someone else, like, I was so worried he didn't get enough out of it. And you know, Scottman had to repeatedly reassure me that he was getting a lot out of our dynamic. And you know, the thing is, he's a dom. Like, being in charge of that space, being in charge of my experience within a scene, that's what doms do. That's what they like. He is getting off on my answer to the scene he creates for me. So, you know, once I started, like, trusting that I wasn't being selfish, that I was getting his need, you know, that he was getting his needs met too, I was better able to just enjoy our dynamic. And you know, if a dom tells you that, like, it's just you being there to serve them, that's not a dom. That's just them being abusive assholes, basically. You know, that's not to say that there is no aspect of it that's about serving him. There has been some, you know, very few times when he asked me to do something specifically for him. But, you know, that's part of what I enjoy about being a sub. I want to do things for him. Like, even when the scene focuses on me, part of the pleasure I get is that I'm doing it for him, because he told me to. But it never comes from a place of selfishness. It's always about, you know, that exchange. So yeah. So all right, so they ended up by saying that they were new and that they don't know how to find a partner. So as I said, I don't have very extensive experience, and I was super lucky in finding Scottman. So but I did talk with other people who were more experienced in the community, and you know, their answer is always pretty much the same. Start by getting an education. Read about, yes, your kinks, like the things that you want to do, so that you know what to expect, but also about the social aspect of it. So like the interpersonal aspect of it, so that you can be safe and make sure that you're able to see when you're not being respected. And then you can seek out your local community to get to know people. Because, you know, within the community, people know each other, and there's security in that. And it can be much easier to vet someone, like a potential partner, if you're in touch with the community. Like, maybe they have a bad name within the community and you need to know that. So yeah, that's the whole of my advice on that. So yeah, well, I hope it answers all your questions and that it helps somehow.